I just watched the monologue of Kamala Harris and the filibustering she did in what was supposed to be an interview. And, Bret Baier conducted himself as a gentleman. And I want to compliment him for his civility. She came across as a rude, fill in the blank, whatever you want to call her. But she was extremely rude. He was extremely patient. And I'm going to get into some things that she said in the debate. This will be a real short broadcast, okay? But I want to be on the record about what I saw and what I said and how I think this is going to affect the race going forward. Anyway, you know who I am, Dave Hodges. You know what we do here. We're freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Again, I'm please asking you, get people to vote early. You need to vote early. And we're going to briefly cover this debate. But first, I want to let you know that we are brought to you by Noble Gold, and I'm really pushing Noble Gold hard right now. For what you get and what you'll save, the cost of being involved is minuscule. In fact, my wife and I are going to have a dinner discussion tonight about what's our next move because we have different things we're involved in. Sometimes money comes in, and we got to decide how we want to allocate it. And right now, Noble Gold's going to be our number one topic of discussion tonight at dinner. I have never dealt with a company that has so much integrity. I have never dealt with a company that cares about the people and doing the right thing for the people and never pressuring people to close a deal. Never. In fact, I wish they'd push a little harder. Okay, should I ask anything else? Okay, well, I'd like to close the deal now. And I'm serious. That's typically what I have to do. So, what I want you to do is to see how you can convert your retirement if you have it in the bank and they can take it. Dodd-Frank 2010, they can seize it. You're an unsecured creditor by law. And if they start to fail, guess what they're going to do? 1929 all over again. I want you to talk to Noble Gold if you have a retirement about what you can do. You'll back it with gold and silver and get away from the dollar. You'll own it. So you can't lose it and it won't depreciate because gold and silver are appreciating assets. That's not going to change. So what are we going to do? You're going to get a hold of Noble Gold. How are you going to do it? You're going to go to davehodgesgold.com and you're going to fill out one line, your email. Name is optional. We don't sell your data. I promise. I could care less about that. I'm not Facebook. And then you'll instantly get a small prospectus written in layman's terms that'll reiterate in more detail what I've told you. So you have a good idea what you're talking about. And then Noble Gold's number is on there, and you'll call Noble Gold. Now, the federal government wants me to tell you there's no guarantees, and we agree with giving that warning. I mean, some unforeseen thing could happen. Now, I've been a customer of Noble Gold for 7 years, and I've been a paid advertiser for eight. I don't think that's going to happen. But I'm telling you that you need to do this quickly because I think major poop is going to happen between now and the election. Get your ducks in order. They can also help you with your bank account too. Don't leave it in there and lose it. All right. My takeaway on the debate. Kamala Harris came in with a strategy. If he asks you any questions that make you uncomfortable, and clearly all of them did, then just attack Donald Trump. And it was one insult after another, insult, insult, insult. And she kept going back to all these people don't like Donald Trump. They were in his administration and they called him out and blah, 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 blah. Okay, and we've all heard that before. The thing is a lot of people she mentioned were signatories to a document that said that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinfo. And that also, too, when Trump was in office, he fired a lot of these people. And Bret Baier missed the boat there. He should have said, he said, didn't he fire these people? Of course, they have revenge on their mind and put her back on her heels. He asked her about the border. It's Donald Trump's fault for the bill. Well, he mentioned people, Bret Baier mentioned people that were killed by illegal immigrants very early in her administration. And she kept referring to the bill. And he says, no, the bill that you're talking about came much later, where Bret Baier missed the boat, but he had a hard time getting a word in edgewise. And I'd have said, just a minute, Madam Vice President. This is an interview, not for you to monologue. You need to answer succinctly because we have a lot to cover in the limited time your people have given us, which was about 20 minutes. Can you believe that? 20 minutes. She goes on Oprah for an hour and a half. 60 minutes. Well, 60 minutes. You get what I'm saying. And what he should have said was, please stop filibustering. And she wouldn't even let him finish a question. And she went off on the board. It's Donald Trump's fault. What have you done in the last 3.5 years? How many people do you think you have released on catch and release in the United States? And she refused to answer the question. Well, Donald Trump, everything was Trump, Trump, Trump. Talk about Trump derangement syndrome. Tell me, why do people trust the economy in Trump's hands more than you, according to the polls? Well, because it's not supposed to be easy. What? I mean, it was a word salad. I couldn't even tell you the rest because I didn't follow her. I couldn't follow her. It's not supposed to be easy running for president. Well, he just asked you why. Because are you calling the American people stupid? Because she said Donald Trump's deranged. He's this, he's that, he's a tyrant. He's going to use the military to throw people in jail. Yes, she actually said that. She actually said that, people. I wanted to pull my hair out when I heard this. It was Joe Biden on September 1st, 2022, that said MAGA, domestic terrorists. And that brings in the NDAA when you use that term domestic terrorist. And that means no Fourth Amendment, no Fifth Amendment. It's straight to jail or worse. Yeah, exactly. That was in her administration. Her boss made those statements. And then he asked her the best question of all. You were asked on another interview, and I think it was CBS, what would you do different from Joe Biden? And her original answer on the CBS interview last week was, I really can't think of anything I would do different. That's a quote. And Bret Baier said, do you still stick with that answer? And here's what she said, I'm not Joe Biden. Whoa, did I just hear a rift? Because he threw her under the bus with North Carolina and Ron, or excuse me, Florida and Ron DeSantis. DeSantis working well with me. I'm the president. I gave him my personal number. He's doing a great job for his people. And then she went off on DeSantis on the same day. I think this was her revenge. I'm not Joe Biden. Well, wait a minute. Kamala, when did you first notice Joe was having problems? You said he could run circles around people. You said that right before the debate in which he exited. How do you answer your critics when they say, when did you know? And she just said, well, he was very good from the start to the finish. And I was in the room for most of the major decisions. And what? Huh? And we're doing things that Donald Trump won't do for the American people. You get the idea. This interview was a nothing burger. The only criticism I have, Bret Baier is the most liberal left-leaning guy that they have on Fox for a major position. But I thought he handled himself pretty well. I don't have any major criticisms. I don't have any personality flaws that he exhibited. In fact, I think he was too polite. He should have slammed the door and just said, we're here to do an interview and you won't even let me finish a question. So she made campaign speeches. I just thought I'd share. That was my takeaway. Now, here's the end of the sharing. What's going to be the impact? Nothing. Nothing. You know, she chose Bret Baier. This is what I found out. What if Jesse Waters had been there? And she got excited and tried to yell over him. She got angry. Remember how Trump got mad in the debate? She showed the same level of anger, too. She didn't pull any undecided voters in, I promise you. And anyone with a IQ over room temperature was not swayed by her because she the only policy she mentioned, and it was an answer to a question about immigration. Well, we're going to do this for the American people, blah, blah, blah. You got to shore up the border, but we're going to give them $25,000 as a down payment on their homes. By the way, no one gave me $25,000. And she st they stayed away from abortion. That was pretty interesting too. That helped Trump, I think. I think that if there was any bias in Fox, they let her filibuster too long, but the bias was they didn't ask about abortion because she has a big lead in preferability, 56 to 40 on abortion. We have a lot of baby killers in our world. That's a fact. So anyway, that's the report here with the Common Sense Show. She did not win any independent voters. The door is open for Trump to show these independent voters, we will close the border. We will help the economy. We will bring jobs back with my tariff program because it's a carrot stick and they're going to take the carrot every time. So that's what he has to really focus on in the stretch. She did nothing to help herself but land insults. And quite frankly, I think people are sick of it. It's childish and immature, and people don't want to know how well you can insult your opponent. They want to know what you're going to do for them. And she failed miserably. See you back next time. Thanks for joining us.